it is Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Fearless.
while back in the States.
Wolf.
It's the Hound.
WFMU. He's starring. That was Travis Wammack in Night Train. We heard the Skipper Hunt combo and Scalded. Four Unknowns, Fearless, Jack and the Rippers by request, Heart Attack. And we opened up with Tommy Hudson and Bandstand Stomp. And Sal, it's me and you today.
Well, hey there.
The radio family has absconded on us.
Well, we can be the radio family.
No, we can. Oh!
We can? Here?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a beautiful day.
I know.
The only reason why we're not hungover is because we didn't go to sleep.
Maybe we could
have put... probably still in our future. And everybody's probably outside, so we can pretty much do whatever we want.
Yeah, can we go outside? Maybe we could put a blanket out on the roof.
We can kick out the windows and hang out on the roof, yeah. I think, you know, too bad this window here doesn't open. Maybe if we,
I don't know.
Is there a way for us to blame it on somebody else if we just put a mic stand through that window and we can lay out a blanket?
That seems to be historically the best method for anything, is to blame it on somebody else.
It works for me. Anyway, what are we going to do today? Is just that we got a ton of trashy old records, a bomb set, a Soul Caboose, we got a set of Lascivious, kind of like the Jailbait footwear set, and Hillbilly Hangover, Blues Hangover, Vibe Report, and I don't think we have anything to give away, but we will accept gifts.
Yes.
And we have some we have announcements about that Hangover Hop number 2, which will be coming up next month.
Ready.
Yeah, and let's kick it off with, so got a request for this. This is a kind of an unusual record. Nat Hootie and the Braves, black rockabilly singer. Was black, probably still is, rockabilly singer. The Woodpecker Rock.
Ooh.
Rock woodpecker there, rock. Rock woodpecker there, rock. Ooh, rock woodpecker there, rock. Well, Jack and Jill went uptown. Jill come back together, jumping around, say, ooh, hey, 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 rock woodpecker there, rock. Rock woodpecker there, rock. Well, two jail birds were just set free. One jail bird say, you can't. Rock wood, pebble, rock. Rock wood, pebble, rock.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Okay, all you guys and gals. Yep. I'm back on the scene again. What's that, honey? What's that, baby? Kind of like his beat. sends me too. Woo! Yeah. Sends me well. Baby, it sends me way on out. Out well. Baby, it sends me right on out in the woo 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 woo. What's that you say, honey? Ha ha! Yeah, here I come.
Now dig this.
What you say, man? Quit mumbling and talk out loud.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
We're gonna rock on the moonlight. We're gonna rock with
my mind. We're gonna rock on the moon tonight while the moon is shining bright. We're gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon tonight. Well, we're gonna rock over here, rock over there. Darling, Miss Molly, we're rocking everywhere. We're gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon tonight. We're gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon tonight. Yeah, we're gonna shine up the stars, tune the guitar. God and Miss Molly gonna pay it by more. We're gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon tonight. We're gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon tonight. Let's rock! Rock on the moon tonight. Well, we're gonna shine up the stars, tune the guitar. Glad to miss my gonna pay by my gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon tonight. We're gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon tonight. This is a hit. What you gonna do about a half past eight? It would knock me out. That's a great Saturday. You know you're so pretty.
You're so
Lordy,
pretty.
Look at them.
Look at them. Look at
them. Yes, you're so pretty.
You're so pretty.
Lordy, look at them.
Look at them. Look at them.
Just strutting down the street.
Just strutting down the street.
Long black and wavy hair.
Black wavy hair.
Now what you gonna say? If I hold your hand, what you gonna say? If I hold your hand, will you look me in my eyes and say I'm your lover man? Hey, 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 we're gonna reel,
gonna
roll, gonna dance,
drink,
have the ball. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
About 9 o'clock.
About 9 o'clock.
Have you heard the news?
Have you heard? Yes, we gonna rock.
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 I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
A not a jerk from Albuquerque. I ain't a square from the fair. I've been around from town to town and almost everywhere. Don't big shot me. Don't big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me. Now it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Show me a woman that a man can trust. Don't big shot me. Don't big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me. Fool, don't you think I'm a clown? Cause I'm picking up what you're putting down. Don't you big shot me. Don't big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me. You can hold them eyes, shake your hips. Call me daddy-o, but I ain't gonna slip. Don't you big shot me. Don't you big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me. Don't you big, big, 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 big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange.
And this is the jungle.
Yeah, I was Link Davis, George Jones's best drinking buddy. Don't big shot me. We heard Clyde McFadder and the Drifters, What You Gonna Do? Big Charles Green with Rockin' on the Moon Tonight. Bo Diddley, Mumbling Guitar. Mickey Gilley, I Ain't Bo Diddley, as if we didn't know that. And open up with Nat Cootie and the Braves and Woodpecker Rock. So, what do we do now? Things to renounce. Tonight, over at Live Tonight in Hoboken on Washington Street are the Skeletons. We saw them last night. They were fantastic. They rarely get to town. They're also known as the Morels, the Original Symptoms, Bobby Lloyd Hicks and the Wandering Boot Heels. Roscoe's been sitting in with them. He'll be there on several songs. They were great.
And you can dance, and they're nice. I get to meet them.
And they're ugly. But they only get to town about once every 4 or 5 years. Evidently, the Morels album is being reissued on Ryko Disc on CD. That's a good one to pick up. I haven't seen it yet, but we'll be hearing from them in the VOM set. Over at the Ritz tonight are the Ramones and Manitoba's Wild Kingdom. Let's see, Robert Jr. Lockwood is over at the New Abilene Cafe, which is on 8th Avenue between 13th and 14th. I don't know anything about that place. Sunrise at Maxwell's this coming Friday. The Skeletons will be at Maxwell's next Saturday. Maybe we'll get Lou and Donnie down here. You know, Todd said something about it, but you know how it is with the guests.
Yeah,
they never show.
Well, it's hard to get them.
What we'll do is we'll force them to come, and then we won't show up, and we'll...
Yeah, maybe we can tell them we're going to have some really great food or something.
Yeah, we'll just show them pictures of Go-Go Rama and say that all the girls will be here, and then we won't show them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Not much news this week, but there's an interesting one. There's a Carson, California. A man was jailed on suspicion of using a radio-operated model airplane to puncture the Goodyear blimp. Good project, right?
Yeah.
The blimp, one of three owned by the tire company, landed safely last Sunday with seven people aboard and only minor damage. John Moyer, age 28, of Redondo Beach, was booked for investigation of assault with intent to do bodily harm and jailed on $5,000 bond. It wasn't any accident. The plane buzzed the blimp 7 or 8 times. The pilot and the passengers clearly saw it. A 192-foot blimp sustained a 3-foot tear in its fabric skin. The tear was caused by a helium leak that forced the airship to make a quick landing. I felt a shudder about a half a mile from the landing strip. I never saw a plane, but witnesses told us they did. Well, that would be good. That would be a good news footage thing of, like, blowing up the Goodyear blimp. Remember the Hindenburg? What a great sight that was.
What, he had a voice in his head that said, blow up a dirigible now.
Yeah. Blow up a dirigible. Did the government go out of business today? So it says on the front page of the Post.
Can't be any worse.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
The government just went out of business. They just, nobody to tell us what to do. Gee, we would never figure out what to do, would we? So the Robert Mapplethorpe photographs were not obscene, and the Two Live Crew album was found obscene.
That's some real reasoning.
Well, the cool thing about the Two Live Crew thing is the jury, which was from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the most moronic place, the place with the lowest IQ in the country. I know, I grew up there. Five white women and one white man found this record to be obscene. I mean, supposedly you're supposed to be tried by a group of your peers. If you're a black guy who runs a record company in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the chances are those five white women and one white man are not your peers, because it's real segregated down there. I mean, the only black people in white neighborhoods are doing the law, and otherwise, I mean, you know, if a black guy's walking through a white neighborhood, the cops will just pull him over and
take him away.
Yeah, they do that. It's bad down there. So hopefully they'll, I mean, what does that mean? If the Two Live Crew album is obscene, that means they're going to have to go around grabbing up all these dirty video cassettes and stuff like Eddie Murphy and Red Fox and all these records. Are they going to ban everything?
If they get around to it, but until then, it's just the example thing.
I say we trade all of South Florida to Castro for some baseball players for the Yankees. Some boxers, too.
Okay.
You know, just
let's try it.
Cut it off at Tallahassee and give it to Fidel to work with. Anyway, I guess it's time for a Hillbilly Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? We got one queued up by Skeets McDonald on the Fortune label. My favorite record label. Goes out to Hayes.
Howdy, neighbors. We got a great big birthday cake here, and it's a chocolate cake. So let's all gather around, you youngest, and let's cut us off a great big piece of it. That barn you've been in, Walker, get your finger out of it over there.
Get your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. Get your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. I wouldn't give you a piece, now I don't care what you do. Oh, Johnny White, let's hear you. Well, it's all around and filled with cream, the sweetest darn stuff you ever seen. Get your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. I wouldn't give you a piece, now I don't care what you do. Oh, come in, Lenny. Cut it once, I cut it twice. The third time I cut it, it was awful nice. Get your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. I wouldn't give you a piece, now I don't care what you do. Yeah, here's that Jody boy, Joe Pepper. Old Grandpa said just before he died, if he could be satisfied, get your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. I wouldn't give you a piece, now I don't care what you do. Oh, let's all play. Take away your hand and don't let it linger. You'll get sticky stuff all over your finger. Get your finger out of it, it don't belong to you. I wouldn't give you a piece, now I don't care what you do.
Someone dear has gone and left me, and just why I do not know. Well, I'll go down Teardrop Valley where lonely hearts all go to rise. You'll find them all at Teardrop Valley, when those you love deep down inside have said goodbye. Many hearts have won in sadness, dreaming still of days gone by. Other broken hearts are mended, love is gone when old dreams die. Well, I'll go down to Teardrop Valley, forget the one that I loved in vain, and maybe there in Teardrop Valley I'll find someone who's just like me and hope again.
Time. He used to throw the ball to me when a gift. They say he shot the president. I don't think he did. I seen that picture of him with pamphlets and a gun. The shadows are pointing every which way, but there's only just one sun. Someone faked that photo. It's not the way it is. They say he shot the president. I don't think. And Lee Harvey was a friend of mine. He used to take me fishing all the time. He used to throw the ball to me when I was just a kid. They say he shot the president. I don't think. Got gunned down, murdered by Jack Ruby, the biggest sleaze in town. He stuck that gun into his ribs and said, "Here's looking at you, kid." Ruby killed Lee Harvey. TV proof he did.
And he bought it with a friend.
President, I don't think he did.
How it rained with the flames of light. You know that story. It kept time all the time that my grandfather lived. But it stopped at the tick-tock when he died. And I'm sure you all know he'd be glad if he knew about his luck. 'Cause I wound it today, and it was Grandpa to see how he popped to the tick-tick of his luck. Oh, Granddad, I'm sure that you all know he'd be glad if he knew about his papa. 'Cause I wound it today, and there was Reverend Papa to see how he bopped to the tick-tock of his la-la.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, this is the Hound, and that's today's Hillbilly Hangover. Sidney Joe Lewis, that's actually Hard Rock Gunter under a pseudonym, demonstrating the correct use of tape echo in my grandfather's clock. Homer Henderson, Lee Harvey was a friend of mine, shot by Jack Ruby, the biggest sleaze in town. He went on to record a version of Bacon Fat, kind of left the music business with a batting 1,000. Sorry Ass himself, Hank Williams and Lonely Tomb. Lonesome Drifter, Teardrop Valley, and we opened up with Skeets McDonald in Birthday Cake Boogie. I guess it's time for news. There's not much in the news, though. None chooses the law over order? I don't know. Atomic plant in Westchester? Nah, that's no good either.
I hear you erring.
Yeah, I know. I'm sort of at a loss for the news.
About the kid?
Oh, yeah, here's a good one. You get your copy, I'll get mine, and we can jam on it.
All right.
A teen boy who didn't want his mother to know he was hit by the Long Island Railroad yesterday walked home while police searched the tracks for his body. Sturdy little kid. The boy was taken to Elmhurst General Hospital in good condition with arm and leg injuries. The unnamed 15-year-old who we'll call Lucky. You got his name there?
We'll
call him Spunky. The engineer realized he hit somebody and stopped the Manhattan-bound train at 6:45 p.m. at Whitney Avenue and 88th Street in Elmhurst, Queens. It stopped for 75 minutes while they looked for a body. The kid, who had been talking to a friend while he was sideswiped, didn't see the train coming. Sideswiped, went home and told his mother he'd been hurt but wouldn't tell her how. When she called for an ambulance, he finally admitted the truth. He was grounded for 6 years.
Yeah, what, really?
Listen, if you can't talk to your parents about getting run over by a train, what could you talk to them about?
Really? If you can't tell, that's probably why they don't have his name, because his mother would kill him if he told them his name.
Are you kidding? Mom probably has 20 lawyers working on the thing right now. You can clean up by getting hit by a train like that. If you have a raccoon, you might want to keep it away from human food. Researchers say that raccoons that snack on foods that humans like suffer from the same consequences as humans, rotten teeth and high cholesterol. They did a sampling of raccoons that roam the Illinois state parks and campgrounds scavenging for food. Their mouths look like those pictures in the dentist's office that show what happens when you don't brush. Wild raccoons usually have very healthy teeth, but they found broken teeth, gum disease, and cavities in these animals that live on the campgrounds and eat sugary, greasy food. Wild raccoons usually eat berries, grass, small fish, and rodents. Researchers say that these particular group of coons were eating pizza and McDonald's leftovers and stuff. Yeah. So,
well, don't worry. Johnson & Johnson will come out with a toothbrush for raccoons.
All 12 raccoons were taken to the dentist and then released again in the wild. What would happen? Imagine a beaver with a toothache. That's a depressing thought, huh?
Loss of occupation, I would think.
Oh, yeah. They can probably get workman's comp. Oh, how about all these Ku Klux Klan guys running for office?
God.
The Republican in Louisiana, right? He's running for a state senate or House of Representatives. I'm not sure which one. He's a real charming character. Then there's this guy in Queens. Is he running for something?
No, he's just come out of the closet, so to speak.
Oh, but it turns out he's a Catholic, right? Aren't the Klan supposed to be against the Catholics, too? The Catholic clergy yesterday wrestled with whether the leader of New York's Ku Klux Klan could remain a member of the Queens Knights of Columbus. Jeez.
It's scary.
I guess he just likes being a knight.
If
you believe in a lot of Ku Klux Klan stuff, don't you think New York's about the worst place in the world to live?
He got a lot of press for that. He got a huge picture of himself in costume as well as out.
Shouldn't somebody show up at his door and kick his butt just for being a
creep? Yeah, that's what I think. Well, maybe that is it. Maybe somebody will kill him instead of innocent people.
Well, okay, maybe there's an address here if anybody out there wants to go visit him. His name is William Hoff. He's a resident of Elmhurst, Queens. He's probably got an unlisted number. But he hangs out at the St. Francis Assisi Church in Astoria, so you might want to wait on the steps tomorrow when he comes out and slap him a shot in the head.
Where are the dragon slayers?
I don't know. I don't even know what we're doing here. Where are we? Oh, I guess we can play some more records. It's Rocktober, so we can kind of rock into it with Paul Gayton's orchestra. How about that?
Okay.
2, 3, Mr. Gayton, you're on.
hold me tight. Squeeze me, baby, with all your might. Your lips taste just like cherry pie. I wanna love, love, love you till the day I die. You better believe it, that I am in love with you. You better believe it, that I'll be true to you. You better believe it, that I'll be true to you. You better believe it, that I'm in love with you.
Hello, folks. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound, WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Want to see a good man with it.
So baby, hold me, oh, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, don't ever stop. Please don't slow me, oh, slow me, slow me, slow me, slow me, because I'm young.
Incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
May sound simple and I may not make much sense, but romance is for the birds and it's one thing I'm against. Get the getting,
move it on out of my face.
When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. Speaking of love and romance, I have really had my share. You ain't will have your head white as the polar bear.
Get to getting. it on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. Mama,
is great, but it's too hard on the mind. You wake up to the hand because they tell me love is blind. Moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. Sometime I may be lonely, but it won't last very long. I just go to a 3D movie and the situation's gone.
It's beginning, moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. 1 million other ways. 1 million other ways. 1 million
other ways. I wish that guy with the sax would give up.
So meet me in the
Back in the jungle.
Right, the Hound here. WFMU East Orange. That was Wynonie Harris and Wynonie's Blues. Heard the Chantels, He's Gone. Mercy D, Get to Gettin'. The Midnighters and Get It. And we open up with Paul Gayton's Orchestra, You Better Believe It. Oh, what's happening in the kitchen, Beb?
Well, I cut my finger with a knife.
Wait.
That's exciting.
Oh, well, we got one news story here. Mount Airy, North Carolina, which is the town that the mythical Land of Mayberry was based on from the Andy Griffith Show. And it seems a Ms. Peters, age 38 here, was accused of letting her dogs be too noisy and smelly. I think the Barney's leading a lynching party to her house. Here we go. A woman has been charged with having malodorous dogs in the town that served as a loose model for the 1960s hit TV series The Andy Griffith Show. I just don't think it's right. Not fair, said Jan Peters, who owns 11 dogs, including 9 puppies. Police Chief Leo W. Shores said that since April 30th, his department has had 10 complaints about the dogs. The complaint Wednesday led to the charges of fouling the air by the odors. Some old bag who lives next door has said she hasn't been able to sit in her carport or cook on the outside grill for the past month because of the odor. When I went on his carport, it knocked me down, meaning the smell. Ms. Peters here says her 8-year-old daughter Stephanie cried when she heard that they might have to get rid of their dogs. They also got a $50 fine. Mount Airy is 35 miles northwest of Winston-Salem. It's the hometown of Andy Griffith. Yeah.
Okay. I know, you know, everybody feels sorry for the dogs, but I can sort of identify with having that odor problem because I have some neighbors that are sort of like that.
The smell is amazing.
I love their dog, but I just think they should clean up after it. Like, why can't Stephanie learn how to clean up after the dog?
I don't know.
Well, I'm taking this too personally, you know, because
why
you've been hearing
neighbor
about this for weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't sit in my living room. Ugh.
Yeah, that's a pretty rank smell coming out of that place. Not to mention what comes from that crummy bar downstairs.
Yeah, it's the bar, bakery, laundromat, dog combination.
Yeah, the morning smell of the dog and the The
Grease Bakery.
The Greasy Bakery and the cloud of stale cigarette smoke and beer and urine that comes out of the bar. Oh, Avenue B.
What a block.
Kind of a phantasmagoria of odorous sensations.
You don't have to scratch to sniff.
Mm. Anyway, so what is there to do? The Ramones and Wild Kingdom over at the Ritz tonight.
Hmm.
I still haven't been in the new Ritz. I'm going to make it my life's project to stay out of that joint. But Wild Kingdom are great. They're worth seeing. Robert Jr. Lockwood over at this place called Abilene. I've never been there. New place. 13th Street and 8th Avenue in the Village. The Skeletons. We saw them last night. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
From Springfield, Missouri. They're at Live Tonight and... which is tonight. That's this club in... it's called Live Tonight. It's in Hoboken. I'm watching the street. They'll be at Maxwell's next Saturday night. Sun Ra is at Maxwell's Friday. Hey, well, maybe Todd will call us and say we can give us some Sun Ra tickets to give away to keep us busy. Oh, here's something else.
That would be cool.
Maceo Parker with Fred Wesley and Pee Wee Ellis and the JBs at SOB's this Thursday. No, next week from Thursday, I think. The 18th, whenever that is. Something Jonathan's putting on.
Hmm.
All right, we got a
couple weeks.
About 17 minutes to vibe time. So, what do we got queued up here?
Yeah, I hope Roscoe's got something really good for the vibe report today.
Well, at least this time we'll have some food, so we can't make us hungry. All right, H-Bomb Ferguson.
Hold tight, little tank. Everything's all right.
A point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
done. Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll Terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
I ain't gonna be your soft dog. Be your saucer dog. I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow. Oh, you never tried to love me. Oh, you never tried to love me. I can't stand your ways, cause they leave me in misery. Man wants a woman, he don't want no fooling round. She's liable to get hurt, jiving all over town. I ain't gonna be a soft dog. I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow. Yep. Can't cry, maybe it's better to be free. I'd rather sleep in a log and be a softer dog. Softer dog, softer dog.
This is a hit!
Little girl, 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 little Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Send me love in a package labeled dynamite. I wanna feel it and it goes when I hold it. That I got a powerhouse perception waiting for you when you come back to your loving baby's arms again. Sailing across the stars onto a silvery moon. If you wanna know what heaven's like, you'll be there soon. Well, give me kisses that explode before my very eyes. I know the sight of you can generate a million sighs. I'm all set in my detonation. Baby, don't you know what? Well, 3, 2, 1, 0, here I go. A sailing across the stars onto a silvery moon. If you wanna know what heaven's like, you'll be there soon. Before my very eyes, I know the sight of you can generate a million sighs. Set my detonation, baby, don't you know? Well, 3, 2, 1, 0, here I go. Sail across the stars into a silvery moon. If you wanna know what heaven's like, you'll be there soon. Stable dynamite. I wanna feel any closing when I hold it tight. I got a power high perception waiting for you when to come back to your loving baby's arms again. A sail across the stars onto a silvery moon. If you wanna know what heaven's like, you'll be there soon.
Right. Hound here, and it's time for our vibe report. Where's the vibe tape? Airline. Hey, Roscoe.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, I think I'm a little bit early, but...
That's okay. It was actually perfect. The last song just ended in the set.
Did you get that cassette deck fixed?
Well, I got you on the other cassette deck.
You got my music going?
Yeah, you hear it? We got a new slick vibe tape.
Oh, yeah?
New vibe loop. Yeah, it's a good one.
I can't really hear it because I'm up at 48th Street.
Uh-oh.
Well...
Looking at guitar strings?
No, the skeletons, I'm with them, and they had to get a soft case for one of those evil keyboard things.
Mm. How about a strap so the guy can kind of wander around the stage like Edgar Winter?
I did actually see Joe pick the thing up and walk around a little bit with it last night.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking he was going to smash it on the table or something, but...
But the way he was moving with it, he kind of reminded me of that blind Canadian guy, you know, when they...
Jeff Healy? The guy?
Yeah, when they finally... He kind of hops around towards the end of his gig. Then he looks for his chair.
Wasn't he the guy that was driving the helicopter when Stevie Ray went down?
No, he should have been.
Hmm. So what's today's vibe?
Today's vibe, it's just this crazy 48th Street kind of rock dude thing going on up here.
You must overhear some great conversations.
Yeah, well, too stupid to remember. A lot of stupidity there. I'm looking across the street. There is kind of an amazing looking drum set. I'm looking at it. It's got some glow-in-the-dark colors. 3 bass drums.
One for each foot.
6 rack toms. And then a couple of those extra kind of tom-toms suspended from the ceiling. Have you seen that new AC/DC video?
No.
Oh, darn.
Were they suspended from the ceiling when you play them upside down?
Yeah, he hits these ones up by the ceiling.
What's the point of that?
What is the point? The point is sell more stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Because considering a band like AC/DC out on the road, it's probably all triggered anyway, right?
No, I don't think so. No. But this record sounds kind of triggered. There's some triggered stuff there.
Yeah.
I can see Lou and there's Donnie, or no, Joey's giving me the finger. That's a radio sight gag, folks.
Ooh.
You can say the finger, right?
You could say the finger, yeah.
Right.
So you were
seemed in good form last night with the skeleton super jam.
Yeah, they let me get up there and do a little of the rock thing, you know.
And are you on for tonight, for live tonight?
Yeah, we're headed out there right now. In fact, you know, like, when you go to Hoboken from, you know, the tunnel up here by 48th Street.
Yeah.
You can get over there from there, right? We don't have to go to the downtown tunnel.
No, you can get there from the Lincoln. Just sort of go around that circle and down the hill and follow Kennedy Boulevard. I think it's real easy to find. Just head in that direction,
right.
You know, south.
There's some signs for
yes.
Hoboken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know where it is. I'm supposed to know where I'm going because I'm the guy who's from here, sort of. Let's see, what other vibe things? I was thinking of some vibes. I somehow shot right through the other side of my head. I did have a good time last night at that place.
I liked your guitar. I thought it was a sexy guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The new Firebird? Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Uh-huh.
It's big. And so far, no one's knocked it over, so I haven't gotten in the end-all fight.
Hey, Manitoba was sure being shy last night.
Oh.
Well, you know, he's got a big gig tonight, and I heard that he had some kind of, like, polyps or something on his throat.
Ooh.
The Stevie Nicks disease. So, and I think he's even getting laser surgery or something.
Wow.
Ooh.
I think that's just a story, though. Actually, I think they're just changing the brain implants.
Yeah, the electrodes in his neck are being realigned.
They start to run down.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be good for 8 years, but they got to get in there to change the batteries.
So does Lou got any jokes?
Lou, hey, you guys, does Lou got any jokes? They're listening. I can see him. He's waving, and Joe says no. Maybe by next week.
We're waving, too.
There's more radio sight gags.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll get Lou and Donnie down here next week after their Maxwell's sound check.
Sound check at Maxwell's.
Yeah.
That's a double negative.
I think that's a great room for the skeletons, Maxwell.
No, actually, since they had the benefit where, you know, all the musicians who don't make any money anyway and played for nothing so they could fix up the sound system, at least they did fix up the sound system.
Yeah, and I like the low ceiling thing where it bounces, you know, where it comes off the ceiling.
It's good for all of us with the high-end damage, you know.
It's good for guitars.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it, it sort of pushes it down in that in-your-face range.
Oh, yeah. That Supro sounded good, too, after all the work on it. The thing sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
I was pleased. So that's the vibe. So Skeletons tonight at Live Tonight.
And Roscoe is on that one.
And Comedy, Rock and Comedy Club.
And the Skeletons, a little of both. Yeah.
Let's see, what other news? I know there's something. It's next week is the Brownies thing.
What's that?
Oh, Sing and Krista and blah, blah, blah.
Is that all the same night?
Yeah, well, Krista's thing is in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
During the Hound Show, I guess.
They found Krista's, her pal's, the chicken man who boiled her pal up.
Right.
He's fit to stand trial, I hear.
Yeah, but he's really... he's unfit to...
No, he's fit. They found him sane to stand trial.
What, that was after he said that marijuana will save America?
Yes.
His lawyer quit, by the way.
So who'd he get?
He got a new public defender.
Oh, boy. Well, one can only hope. You know, they ought to send him into the prison. You know, they talk about how things cost so much in prison, you know. He should just start his thing there, you know. And then he can be, you know, boiling down some inmates, you know.
You mean in the kitchen?
Yeah, inmate stew, you know, kind of a...
Yum.
Sautéed inmate.
Ooh.
Sautéed. I think... For taste, what you really need is those little Swiss girls.
Yeah, the little Swiss girls, they bring a flavor of their own, from a flavor, an old world flavor, if you will. Here we are in America, the land obsessed with refrigeration and soap. A crazy idea. Clean and cool, crisp and refreshing. Well, I gotta go. There's a sound check to be done.
Okay, Ross.
And a deli tray. with some shiny cheese. So aloha from me and the skeleton's entourage. Hopefully we'll see some... there were some hound listeners down there last night, but they were the kind that just stand around and look at you. Now, when you, if you're a hound listener and you come to the bar and you really don't know what to say, just buy a drink, hand it over, and then go back to that gaze that you get. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Oh, yeah. People were yelling for butt steak.
Yeah, I know. Well, oh, you guys are going to play it, right?
We got butt steak here, yeah.
We'll, all right, well, we'll give it to the radio, the car radio test.
Okay, guy.
Bye-bye.
Ah, it's back here somewhere.
Hound is rifling through his albums at a rapid pace.
Oh, here it is. Rockin' at Midnight at the Parrot Club. It's a collection of Parrot R&B on the Relic label, Relic 8020. Thank you, Don Folletti. Before that, we heard Mackie Beers, That Jim. And we went with H-Bomb Ferguson and Little Tiger. And it's time for the VOM set. Oh, by the way, we did get some Sun Ra tickets to give away a little later for those of you who like their jazz from Saturn, where it belongs. And since the Skeletons, they're at live tonight, or is that live? Live tonight.
Roscoe said live, but since it's a comedy club, I guess you can really play with it.
Yeah, anyway, so they'll be there, and they'll be at Maxwell's next Saturday. If you can only make one, I would say the Maxwell's is probably the better room. And so we got some Skeletons stuff queued up and some other VOM stuff, and we got a rare Doug Somm thing also in here.
Mm.
And let's kick it off with the Skeletons.
You know, I never thought they'd ever let me sing on another record, but since I've got this chance, I'd like to dedicate this song to some very special people who have accomplished the seemingly impossible. I'm talking about all the bald-headed rockers everywhere. We'll be right back.
This is a hit!
And you listen to the Hound. WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey. 91.1 FM on your rock and roll dial.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is my happening and it freaks me out.
If you want gonna go riding in the tall green grass. Try to not spook the horse.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
All right, down there. That was our vom set.
So this being Rocktober, I always think of Rocktober as vom season.
Yeah, get the blood moving.
It's the a set of skeletons bookends there. That was the skeletons Trans Am. Got a request for that one. Let's see. Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Don't Spook the Horse. He'll be part of our trivia question for the Sun Ra tickets in a minute. Doug Somm with the rarely recorded but truly amazing Johnny X Reed on guitar. I'm Not That Cat Anymore. From the Casablanca label, 45. Doug Somm on the same label as the Village People and Kiss. For one brief moment of metal mania. Joey Skidmore and Butt Steak. A lot of calls on that. I don't think it's out on record yet, but it's the Skeletons and Roscoe are on that. And we opened up with the Skeletons, Laugh at Me. Tribute to Sonny Bono. Wasn't that guy last night looked just like Sonny Bono?
Yeah, he did. You fooled me. You yeah. really had
there's this,
me
there's
going.
This guy, I guess he must work at Tramps. He is like Sonny Bono. He's a Sonny Bono clone. I guess we're going to walk around looking like some dopey rock star.
Sonny
that's
Bone.
That's about the best one you could find. Okay. So we do have Sun Ra tickets to give away. And, well, first of all, let's just go down there and announce this one more time. The Skeletons live tonight at tonight, the Maxwell's next week. Next Saturday, Robert Lockwood Jr. at Abilene, which is 13th Street and 8th Avenue. Ramones and Wild Kingdom are at the Ritz. Forgot to mention, the new issue of Psychotronic Magazine is on the stands. It's got a really amazing cover and the great story on Peter Fonda and an amazing letter from David Carradine. Worth reading just for that alone. What else was I going to say? Okay, these Sun Ra tickets. Here's the question. We're going to give you a real hard question. It's a two-parter, and you get two tickets to see Sun Ra next Friday at Maxwell's in Hoboken. If nobody gets this within, like, one set, we'll change the question because it's pretty hard. It's a two-parter. Here's the first part. In what movie does... Who is part B? Say, Don't Spook the Horse to Dennis Hopper, okay? You got to tell me the movie that it's in and who is the actor who says to Dennis Hopper, Don't Spook the Horse. And the phone number here is 678-7743. That's two tickets next Friday night, Sun Ra at Maxwell's. Jazz musician from Saturn, this is WFMU East Orange. You say, Beb, go into this our little jailbait set. Well, hey, wait a second. There's somebody on the line. This is such a hard question. I can't believe anybody's going to get it, but let's just see. So we'll take them on the air. You got an answer?
I don't know. Well, I guess, is it Easy Rider?
No, but that's pretty close. That's a hint.
Well, he does say, don't spook the horse. Like, when he goes in there with Peter Fonda, he's got to change his flat.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. You know, I wasn't thinking of that one, though. I was thinking of...
Why are you dissing me on the Sun Ra tickets, guy?
Well, I'll tell you what. You get them anyway, because I forgot about that. I was thinking of that.
Well, look, I don't want
them
because I hate rock.
You know...
Rock? Sun Ra? Isn't Sun Ra more than rock?
More than merely rock.
God.
I'll tell you, let's change the question, because I forgot about that scene in Israel. You know, I was thinking of Sam Fuller in the last movie yelling at Dennis Hopper. Don't spook the horse. I haven't seen Easy Rider since it came out, I think. Let's get a new question.
They're thinking out there.
Should we get a Sun Ra oriented question?
Sure.
All right. Even though he claims to be from Saturn, what state is Sun Ra born in? And you tell us that, and you get that's not that hard one. Okay, 678-7743. Let's go right into this thing with the Veritones on this one.
She wore a pink pair of pushers and a pretty sweater walking down the street. I liked another better with my two-tone hat. Rolling down the highway, oh man, she'll be going my way. She's so nice, she's so sweet. I shout, and here's a pink pair of pushers and a pretty smile. She's the real I'm
to guide me, here beside me. Everything's all black. And with a head on my shoulder, I'm getting older. Wanna hold her over tonight. Take care of bushes and a shepherd of miles. Here's a real truth, yeah. I wanna run a while in the shoulder of my time. Heading for the school then. Hope that she'll be my big romance. She's so nice. She's so sweet. Hot shot.
She's not quite 17, but already a woman. A young vixen, barely on the threshold of womanhood.
Hi, I'm Vicki March. Vicki March, the babysitter.
Jailbait babysitter. She knows how to take care of you.
But, baby.
Baby, don't let them tell you I'm too young.
Such a pretty baby.
So young, my teenage love, so young, my darling.
Oh,
how I desire your lips warm as fire and a thrill when you're near me.
Smile, baby.
As our love may grow, it will hurt me, I know, for our love can never be. Sweetheart, I want you so bad. This love is driving me mad. But what can I do? So young, too young, that's what they tell me. Oh, I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away from me. I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you. Sweetheart, I want you so bad. This love is driving me mad. But what can I do? So young, too young, that's what they tell me. Oh, I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away from me. I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you.
Oh, baby.
You know what this wise old man wants? To make love to you.
What she'll do for you can get you 25 long years.
I'm 17.
You're 17?
She's underage, illegal, and she's in your bedroom.
Would you like me to take care of you?
Yes.
Touch you. Smell your skin. I want to bite you. Eat you.
Jailbait babysitter. Your wildest fantasy come true.
Thank you.
San Quentin Quail.
Those guys are probably 50 years old. They knew you were jailbait. Get them.
Just keep walking. Hooker. Hooker. I'm not a hooker. I never was a hooker. I never will be a hooker. I'm just a friend of Lorraine's. A babysitter. I'm only 17. My friends call me jailbait. Because John thought that you were training me to be a hooker.
She'll give her all, but the one thing she can't give is legal consent.
Back in the jungle.
Right. Hound here. WFMU East Orange. Spanklets and Anklets being the theme of that. Glenn Garrison, Ponytail Girl. We heard Patience and Prudence, We Can't Sing Rhythm and Blues. Tommy Palm and the Rockers, Black Knee Socks. Clyde Stacey was So Young, and then we opened up with the Veritones, Pink Pedal Pusher. You didn't get a correct answer on our Sun Rock question. The correct answer would have been Alabama, but I probably would have taken anything by the end of that. So now we have to come up with a new question, and I can't really think of one. How about make it an easy one? What's the name of Sun Ra's record label, the one that he operates himself? Okay, two tickets to see Sun Ra next Friday night, Maxwell's in Hoboken. 6787743. Easy question. What else is going on? Yeah. How about the bull story?
Bull news.
Jackson, Mississippi, a 2,000-pound bull snapped its halter rope, got loose at the Mississippi State Fair, and sent everybody scattering. He did manage to dump a guy from his wheelchair, trampled a firefighter. He ran over this one guy.
Yeah, one guy had paw or
a fire lieutenant
on his
tangled
back
with the bull, who knocked him down in the trailer and under it. You can see the prints on the back of my shirt, Brooks said. I had him around the head trying to keep him from getting my inside squashed out. An employee of the carnival company, Bluegrass Show, said the bull took off straight ahead and passed in front of the gate, made his way to Kittyland, past the circus,
he knew where to go,
and cut across the midway. As he sped past the circus, the bull belted a man from his wheelchair. People in the crowd helped the man who was uninjured back in his wheelchair and promptly rolled off after the bull. Brave soul. The crowd steered the bull past the concession stand into the livestock judging arena, where he was corralled into a makeshift cage. We brought in another bull and a heifer to tame him down.
That's the part I like.
Yeah. Okay.
Give him something to fight for and something to fight.
Yeah. About a woman was shot. She walked into a gun battle apparently arising from a stolen baseball cap.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not too thrilling.
In the heinous crime category.
Yeah, a 15-year-old shot her. Lived in Dallas. Not much else. So nobody knows the name of Sun Ra's record label that he operates himself. Let's see.
Jeez.
God, how are we going to give these away? You got a question?
Does anybody out there know who Sun Ra is, besides the guy who doesn't like rock?
All these people who called before
Nobody's
with the wrong
home.
Answer.
Oh.
Yeah, we got all these calls before.
Can we just tell the answer first and then have them call in and tell us again?
Let's see what this guy has to say.
Yeah? You got an answer?
Yeah, I know who Sun Ra is.
We dismissed that question.
Oh, yeah. Maybe somebody could call in with the best joke of the
No, because then we're going to hear lots of bad jokes.
We've
tried that already. Yeah. How about... here's a good question. Sun Ra was an arranger in the 30s for a major big band. Whose band was it? What band was Sun Ra the arranger for? And with that, we're going to Soul Caboose.
I think Dave and I might know that one.
With the Uptowns.
Here she come again. She came.
I think I miscued. I was on the phone. We had a correct answer, by the way, folks. The correct answer was... What was the correct answer? The correct answer was Fletcher Henderson and Saturn Records. So we got a winner. Congratulations. Let me cue up the next record. Ah, that's the wrong one too. Where am I? God, I'm having a rough time today. Okay, I know where it is. It should be right here.
That's it, right?
Mr. Wiggles, homeboy.
Went to New York, made it good. Now I'm gonna make a fat back pitch in Hollywood. Got myself a chauffeur driven Cadillac. TV table corner bar hooked up in the back. Packed him in there with a wind. The goods in Mr. Wiggins' corner, 100%. My Wiggins man got that atomic beat. That suit you right up off of your fat back feet. Shoes. I got finesse and charm that I never knew. I've been with a player called Atomic Set. Because I'm bona fide, certified, qualified, know where it's at. I'm a homeboy. That's all Mr. Wiggles is. I don't want no Cadillac. All I want is a mule. Bone down that Bigfoot country. When you get those pigtail ties nice, pork chops real, real hot. Chillin' covered mustard, ham hung over tail custard. I'm a homeboy. I'm from down in Richmond, VA. An old fat by singing Mr. Wiggins home, and I'm proud to say, yes, I'm a homeboy. That's all Mr. Wiggins is. I'm just an old fat by singing.
I'll get it straight, I promise.
Snow. I love the snow, but I hate cold weather. Things always go better with cold. Right on.
Right on. Right on.
Sleep but a dream. And it's phony. And that's for the birds, because they can fly away from it. I done told you about judging a book from its cover. Like the old saying, all looks ain't alike and all niggas ain't black. Right on, right on. Now baby, right on. Now baby, right on. Now baby, right on. Now, baby, right on. Right on, right on, right on, right on. You know, that same fat chick that you look at says, she could be Miss Right on, right on. It's a shame. So many people got secured and mixed up with wealth. Bad trip.
like the rich man. He go out looking for the pretty girl. The pretty girl look for the rich man. The two get together, sad news. You know, when you was a kid, you dirt your thing and you run home to your mama. And she would put her arm around you, she'd pat you on the back. That's the security we're looking for. Right on. One thing about the dark, you can't tell black from white. Everything feel right. Right on, right on.
Right on.
Now baby, right on.
Right on, right on.
Now baby, right on.
Right on, right on.
I really got my head together. I found me a new way to live. You should dig on that feeling when you give. It's really out of sight if you start your new life. Believe me, I'm ready for anything. Happy as can be, take a good look at me. Right on, right on.
Right on, right on, right on.
Thank you. I'm gonna drink wine. Oh, 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 wine. Hey, hey, wine. Woo, Lord, good wine. Sweet wine. I drank thee. I drank thee. I drank thee. Sometimes you're good to me. Even though you're bad for me. Oh, I drank thee. I drank thee.
Hello, Lucille. Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? I'm gonna call Lucille right now. Ask her. Cause when I try to kiss her, she says she got a cold. When I wanna make love, she got female trouble. Or that other thing that women have every month. She always wear pants, long pants. I never seen her in a dress, a skirt. When we go out, it's like two men out together. She wears her hair cut short, like mine. She don't have any tits. She don't wear makeup with high heels. And they're laughing and whispering out. Why do he take her out? She like women just like he do. Now I notice she stares at. I just take young women's clothes off with her eyes. Let's see. That number is 268-0777. Girl, we're a lesbian for 2 months? Damn. I don't know if she's a man or a woman. She must be a... Hello, Lucille. Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? You are? You do? You what? You got a date with my sister. Why you lesbian? You damn freak. You. She hung up on me. I hate all lesbians. I hate all lesbians. I want a woman, all woman, and from now on, when I take a woman out, waste time, I'm gonna find out if she a woman. And we men know how that's done. All I wanna see or hear a lesbian, cause my sister is a lesbian.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
No, I hope not. Anyway, Hound here. That was today's Soul Caboose. T. Valentine by massive request over the last few months. Hello, Lucille. Are you a lesbian? I don't really know, Mike. I get a lot of questions about that. This label tells almost nothing. It doesn't even have a design on it. Val Records. No address, no date. I would imagine mid-70s sometime. Counting backwards, we hear Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Band with Wine. Ike Turner with Right On. Mr. Wiggles, Homeboy. And we open up with the Uptowns and Here She Come Again. Once again, we had a winner in the Sun Ra. I feel really guilty about the guy who stopped his car by the side of the road and he got his answer in a little too late.
I know.
He was looking for
I
a phone.
Too.
You gotta get the phone in the car, pal. You just gotta get the, mobile phone. It's worth it.
Maybe he could call back someday and get a little reward for that.
Well, how are we going to know it's him?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
he'd have to have Lucille's phone number, too. And
yeah.
We could know it was him.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. You'll win something one of these days. You'll get your dog style if you can prove it's you.
Yeah.
That way you feel guilty.
You can tell me what happened at the beginning of the phone call.
Okay.
What sound effect?
Well, he probably hates us now, but...
No, I don't think so.
It seems,
Not any more than anybody else hates us.
Let's see. We did all the news. All the good news. I guess we have to do a PSA.
Okay.
Let me find the PSA in the PSA book.
Leafing through the PSA book now.
Leafing through the PSA book. Okay. I'll do the same one as last week. Do your sinuses ache? Sinus pain and nasal congestion may indicate an infection or a more serious problem. To learn more and receive a free information packet on sinus and nasal disorders, call the Center for Sinus and Nasal Disease at 1-800-MD-SINUS. That's 1-800-MD-SINUS.
Well, these 800 numbers really make it easy to call for
help. Yep. I think we got time for Blues Hangover.
Good.
Wouldn't you just do that?
Yeah, because I sort of have a Blues Hangover myself.
Pee Wee Creighton queued up.
As you would have them do unto you. They said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you treat me dirty, baby, I'm gonna treat you dirty too. If you love life real and you're satisfied, love life you live and you're satisfied. May it be fed slow, live it till you die. Baby, when I have no place to go.
canaries. It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear. Remember, baby, once love too. In time, things are wild now, baby, just like me and you. Hey, hey, to make it, you gotta try. Baby, there's no lie. Yes, some of this generation is millionaire.
Cat comes on like Godzilla.
to play. I've got a five card hand and I don't know how to play. I need a queen like you to make my hand okay. The kid drew three aces and stacked them back to back. The kid drew aces and stacked them back to back. I looked at my hand and not a smile did I crack.
I'm going to send you back to
your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going back to my family, too. Cause nothing I do that please you, baby. Lord, I just can't get along with you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Hound here. How was Blues Hangover for today? Guitar Slim, everybody's favorite things I used to do. T-Bone Walker with my best poker hand. Gate Mouth Brown, that's your daddy's yo-yo. Otis Rush with Ike Turner on guitar there, Double Trouble. And we opened up with Pee Wee Crayton, Do Unto Others, I'm the Hound, WFMU East Orange. We got a few minutes left, so let's keep spinning them.
Baby. Baby, I wanna do it. Hey, 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 hey. I wanna do it now. Hey, 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 hey. I wanna do it, baby. Hey, 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 hey. I wanna do it. Hey, 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 hey. Well, follow me, baby. Lane. It was dark in the
while back in the jungle.
Right. All right, that was Sammy Cole and the Alibis. I'm sorry about that. We heard Frank Preston and the Beachcombers. I want to do it. That's it. Oh. Hey, hey.
Hey. I jumped in to say bye.
Flying up the stairs. All right, so remember the Skeletons at Live tonight, and at Maxwell's next Saturday, the Sun Ra Orchestra Friday at Maxwell's, and we'll be back next week, maybe with the Skeletons, maybe not. Maybe they'll be here and we won't. I don't know. Laurius is up next. Say bye, Miss Sally.
Bye, Miss Sally.
Lord the Crick, you know.
What? She's in town? Pop's killing Mama? Is in town? What? Really? She still stay the same place? Yeah! Hot till mama, I love you. Hot till mama, please. Hot till mama, please. Hot till mama, come and see you. Hot till mama, on the way. Hot till mama, on the way. I'm coming, yeah, coming. Hot till mama. I'm coming, baby, coming. Hot till mama. I open the door. Down the stairs. Ran to my car. Ah! Walked up the stairs. Knocked on Hot Chili Mama door. Nobody answered at the door. Now harder on the door. Nobody answered at the door. Now harder on the door. And then she opened the door. And she was inside there with a mule. And I said to her, Hot till mama, love you. Hot till mama, love you. Hot till mama, need you. Hot till mama, please. Hot till mama, won't you. Hot till mama, gotta have you. Come on, baby, come on. Hot till mama. Come on, hey, come on. Hot till mama. There she was, standing there. My hot still in mama. Her lips was like a hippopotamus lips. Her nose was like an elephant's snout. Her hair was kinky, don't you? And you bet not try to comb it. Her jaws hung down by her knees. But most of all, she was built like an old bass fiddle. And I said to her, Hot till mama loves it. Hot till mama needs it. Hot till mama please you. Hot till mama wants you. Hot till mama gotta have you. Hot till mama baby. Hot till it mama. Hot till it mama. Hot till it mama. Hot till it mama.